start by saying this prayer on the top there, three times. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of doing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of doing the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge and full enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teachings, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So we're going to be starting with verse 268 on page
So if you
look at the outline on page 323, for this verse 268, it says, proving that duration is not inherently existent. So we're talking about time, so we're talking about the duration of time is not inherently existent. And here, in this verse, it says, just as a single consciousness cannot apprehend two objects, similarly, two consciousnesses cannot apprehend one object. And when it's talking about a single consciousness, it's talking about one moment of consciousness because it can't apprehend two objects because the object that it's apprehended is already, that it apprehends the first time is already gone by, so then it has to be another consciousness, a continuation of consciousness that apprehends the next moment of consciousness, we could say, apprehends the second object. And similarly, two consciousness cannot apprehend one object, because in two consecutive moments of consciousness, the object is changed already in the second moment, so that the object it can't just cognize one object.
Rangshin ji neba mede, sikidwa. Neba ta, mawa ba ta, tata we neba ta, ne deba sikiyorwa. Chazan kanda neba ti, rangyo ne tsu neba yuwa ma res. Rangshin ji tuba tsu neba mede, namshi keji ma chigi ne, chidar tunga chini rangde injere di rang dar dar rangde mamba ngoyo sote ba kone number meshe meshe ba teshin dosi ba oh rangde mamba yuichi ki namshinga chini liya rangi mamba sote tukumares namshin mishi liya mamba tenge ki yuichi jini tiche liya namshin shenda jiki tu mamba tenge yodmo
So, if we read the commentary here, the commentary says, further at the top of page 235, furthermore, there is no inherent duration, for just as a single moment of consciousness does not apprehend two consecutive objects, actually presenting their own likenesses, two consecutive moments of consciousness do not apprehend a single object simultaneously. So then, here there's no duration, okay, that it's can't, what do you say, because a single moment of consciousness does not apprehend two consecutive objects. There has to be a transformation of the consciousness into the next moment. And the objects here, when it says actually presenting their own likenesses, means that there's a similar type from one moment to the next, but not the same object. So here, and that's said to be like the following, which is, if we continue with the commentary here, two consecutive moments of consciousness do not apprehend a single object simultaneously, for they undergo momentary production and disintegration. So then, the same, you can consider that two consecutive moments of the same consciousness, or it could be like of a visual consciousness, or it could be a visual consciousness then followed by a mental consciousness. It doesn't matter, it's just talking about two consecutive moments of consciousness don't apprehend a single object simultaneously, because the object has to undergo some kind of transformation. And an example would be if we're looking at a light, our perception is that it's the same light from one moment to the next, looking at a an electric light, but it's actually that light is undergoing a constant state of trend. It's totally, what do you say, always in flux. The electricity and the light are always in flux, so it's never the same object for two consecutive moments. So then, two consecutive moments of consciousness do not apprehend a single object.
Today, this is a chung on bed, look up so, and it's so the Miki Sheba Gay Shingir, Yiki Sheba Gay Shingir song to us. The honest is a dry, raw, rich, and the young I heard it. He won't be Sheba Naki She, and it is just with Yiki Sheba. Soon, ngoba ganga keji ngama de chimal degi yo mare se rim drabo ji ko gyundi degi yo ma do de degi yo mare se ta ngoba ganga keji keji gi jura chimba de ke melena na ba sangje ba re gi mare se yo ra keji ma ji bar ke melena sangje ba me bar jula se ke le na se yo ra ngoba na keji keji gi so ta te ro re chala so ba keji keji gi ji gi yo na mi shi gi mi gi de se chin jung gi she be mi gi je ba mi si de se Miki Sheba can make be changing, Miki Sheba so soon as in a suit, Miwan Shar, then a Sheba so shaggy or
what?
Tiene, Yiji Sheba comes to Degimaro, taking him aside, Degimaro. Or Taran as Sheba Chimachima to do Zinato, Namangama can make him share two shariety, Maris Gora, Kaga, Mother Chick Shet, Maris. Oh, Kaji, dear, Mishi, give me gintis. Miki Sheba, Mijins, Sudi Sigora, Mikbekin Sigora, Sudi, Miwalisha, and then Mishi Kiwara. Tried it, now I won't go to Shat, and then I will Sheba Kiwara, Tita Road is a Kamachibura. Mishi Mijin, the Chinjungi Sheba, Mijin Sheba, Missy Des, this Sigma Sigora, Namashe, Mijin Chigi, Shichetta, Shema Sheba, Mijin Chigi. You soon be the Pekara Sigora. And the Doyotonia, the Sheba Nigi, you chick shanks on the Articars and Doyotoni, Michigi soon jet the Saburchula. Michigi soon the Virginia Savage to your Musum to Tungiora. This chest or tenders do some Yigi Sheba Samu Dangi Diko, Missa Sugi, Tunjus, Topas and Gedera. This chest would give a Yigi, Missa Sugi to Toby Cameras. Nigi Sheba Degeta, one bulletin, Sabotum Yora. Yigi Sheba Degeta against Sabotum Yadig Sunyendos. Don't want it to Jesu to Atelia. Don't want it again, Janaji, Marazu Melonalia, Sunyasha Nashish, the Vimig Toya, the same Chicharki Ora. Sunyeti, Miseris, Sabra, and Megish. Nigi Sheba will be a savage to Yora. All the Kavaja to Yoris. Mishigi, the Sabur Chelas, the Jesu Kibe Yigi. Yigi Sheba to talk about it, Yora. Missa Sudo, talk with him, it was. So we shall get in a talk to me or his chief, you won't be able to serve it over the Yigi Sheba to Missa Sudo.
No,
unless it's a dirty road.
So here is a kind of a hypothetical objection. Where somebody might say, well, that contradicts the assertion in the sutras of knowledge that the five objects, such as visual form, are each apprehended by two kinds of consciousness. So then the five objects here, when it says visual form, that's talking about the consciousness of the eye consciousness, where the object of eye consciousness is form, and then it's just saying all the five senses. It could be your ear apprehending sound, or your nose apprehending smell, and so forth. If you need all five, we get the eye, right? It could be the sense of touch apprehending some kind of tangible object, or your sense of taste apprehending some kind of flavor. So then, here, so they're saying, well then, the sutra is saying there are two kinds of consciousness. What's that about? Okay, then aren't you contradicting the statement in sutra? So that he starts out by saying, if one does not accept momentary disintegration, one is not a Buddhist. So a Buddhist has to accept that things change from one moment to the next, that they... that's not necessarily if you're not a Buddhist, right? But from the idea is that things undergo momentary change. They're not the same from one moment to the next. There's a similar type, okay? They kind of look similar, I guess is the way we could say. that, you know, from one, things look similar from one moment to the next, and therefore are said to be a continuum of similar type. So then, if one does, that means if one does then accept momentary change, then the object of observation of a visual consciousness cannot act as the object of observation for a subsequently arising consciousness. The idea is that an object appears to your, is kind of reflected in your, we call it a sensory faculty, and there's some kind of sensory faculty, a physical sense faculty that you have, and then that is then picked up by the consciousness, and then that picked up means that you cognize the object, whatever it is that's being reflected in your physical organ, or whatever you want to say, physical faculty, then it's not quite the organ, it's something more subtle. But so then that consciousness is not going to be, it's just a moment, this act of being reflected in the sensory faculty is being done, in consecutive moments in a different way. So you're never actually getting the same object. And then, so it's not that, we're not talking about one consciousness or what it says in the verse here, that it's a single consciousness apprehending two objects or two consciousnesses apprehending one object. You can't ever get that. And so, but what does it mean then that this idea of two consciousnesses, you could still think about this other idea of mental consciousness, which is different from sensory consciousness. So it could be, either two moments sensory consciousness, or a moment of sensory consciousness, and then a moment of mental consciousness. So the sutra passage means more like that. It says the sutra passage means that the visual consciousness cognizes the form clearly, and the mental consciousness, which is produced subsequently, cognizes it in an unclear way. The visual consciousness, the sensory consciousness, whatever sensory consciousness it is, has a direct apprehension of the object itself, but the mental consciousness has to cognize the object through the medium of a concept, okay, which is like a hologram. If a nice translates that, something that is cast to the, we're just talking about a concept that the mental consciousness understands the object conceptually, right? So then the concept is sort of unclear. It's not as clear as this direct experience of the object, and so that's why it's talking about two kinds of consciousness.
Well, yeah, this one.
You have to wait, I think. Yeah. Better.
That one, that did work. That's why. Now, when the did it, she never. Chala did it. Chala did it. Come over when it was. So did it. Now, did it. Didi tsusha duza ongu dili shaa gura, miwaan dili shaa. Miwaan dili shaa ne, namba shaa sila, miwaan dili chi shaa. Inti ne, mishi dili chi shaa giyo ra. Di namba dili shaa sila giyo ra. Di chile togwa di ko, mishi dili shaa diba di ko nang giyo ra. Dagi chi tonsu sam, di diya shaa giyo ra. Madun di ko yi ji shiba nang lo zui di ko, jay di yo marwa. Yu shi dan di che, di le, inti ne mishi shi dili yi ji shiba lka. sumnyedol shar kwa
di
namba shar ki ora
mishil
si cha di papa miwan le kura miwan mishil shin ki ora namba sha si yor me ko be kadul de tu de je to ye ke yo maro di je le topa de ke samta de o ni de le tonsu mishil na de be de nang ki ora sumnyen nang ki ora o ya
so that well, in the case of a visual consciousness, when we cognize an object with our visual, I don't know what we call it, our sense of sight, or, you know, when we see something, right? Then when we see a sight, if you want to say, put it that way, then what is happening is that the object is casting its image, some kind of a mental representation. Okay, that's why I was using the word hologram. There's some kind of a mental representation that's reflected, and this is what the is picked up. Okay, by the mental consciousness. It's reflected in the mental consciousness, and then I'm sorry, not the mental consciousness, but the visual consciousness, and then the visual consciousness takes that information and then thinks about it, right? So it's like so there's some kind of a conceptual image, there's basically a concept that is the object that the mental consciousness, and when we're thinking about it, oh, what is that exactly, you know, something like that, you know, that you know, is that a microphone, or is it, you know, some kind of an ornament on the table, and the mental consciousness is crunching it with a concept.
Niba tula neba yume tala ka basigdwa. Tu dile ko neba de tada wadirba. Tanta ke sarche manga wse te de yube de neba sigora. Tada wasigora. De tada wadil tagji sigwa niba tulas neba yume tala ka banes. Neba rangshin ji yude ese. Ta ngobo tindu ma wato sogi chegiora. And ngobo tada ke ne manji bache se ne de bate. Rangwen a tribute to the Rangshin, you could never see what is your never Rangshin, you heard it. Tada will do the same in bitches. Never sing it, Tada or cigarette, Tada or cigarette, Gila Mangabas, Ned English, Tanda Ted English, Jigma Sankish called it, Tata or cigarette, Sierra. Says I never did Rangwen a yoko, Esidua. Never do the same in bitches and us, Tinder Kajig, Mumma of Labdua. Tara Lufa, do the never Tadejin. Te tembar tuben jawa yona tenda tembar nyurgo ta tagje sigora tyde tyde liya tanda nebe nyugu dobsine ta de tyso nyugu ta da neba se dini je ta de re da chikba re stende tagje sene ka ba sigdo tyda neba ta de sin je ta de sin te tembar tube se ene neba de tembar tuba yimbe delwa delba yona su tyda neba nyibudi Kaga chet, any chick children tell the Yonas Giora. Ten that temper in your gulas. Tiny chick the tensa chosen as she chick the till temper chair. Ten the temper in your gulas.
So then, if we go on to, if you look in the outline again on 323, this is verse 269, and it's refutation and by examining whether or not time has duration. Now, duration means the present. Okay, this is the idea that once something is produced, then it has to stay there. You know, there has to be some what do you say, abiding or staying or whatever you want to put it, and then we call that the present, right? So then the Nirvamao means this assertion that we have on page 235 is by somebody who is a realist, feels that their things are somehow inherently existent. So he or she is then saying duration has inherent existence because of being the characteristic of present time. They feel that because there is some kind of duration, then there has to be an inherent existence, you know, that it, duration does inherently exist. Then if time and duration are different, then so what we're undergoing now is a kind of examination of this. So take time and duration as being different and having some kind of inherently established difference. Okay, if we're going to go according to what, you know, this person says, then they have this kind of inherently established difference. It means that they have to have some kind of a relationship. Therefore, if they're somehow an inherently existent and time and duration are related in a certain way, then they have to be where one is the basis and one is that which depends upon it. It's either, between two different things, that's the possible, the cup sitting on the table, right? That's the relationship. One is the support and the other is the supported, if you want, or the dependent. So one is the basis and one is the dependent.
Neba du su mingyu rose, ene neba de tada wa ge du de da, tada nenge nyibu de, ene be kaga ren ru re, de neba de du rege ma re se gora. Chide ne me na neba, chide du la neba me na se gora. Du de la ya neba duen shen be su ji ten shen me na se gora. Neba me ba ra se, ene neba me ba ren ru re, neba me na tarin jigba de yong tu ma re se gora. Chide ne me na, Neba mebar taya yuma is a touch do tamajig betisigora. Dear mebar and do.
So then, if we look at the verse, it says, if time has duration, duration is not time. If it has not, without duration, there will also be no end. So, reading in the commentary, then under verse 269, it says, if duration relies on time as something separate, like that idea of support, or what do we say, basis and dependent, then duration is not time, because they are mutually exclusive. They're something mutually exclusive means that the one can never be the other, right? That they exist in total separation. This is where duration is intrinsically existent or inherently existent, exists in its own right. And it's something for something to exist in its own right means that they're totally two different things, like the cup and the table here. Okay. And so then, duration is not time, you'd have to say. And then if time does not have duration, then without duration, the cannot finally be disintegration. Therefore, since time, so then if time does not have duration, then it can never come to an end. Okay, if it doesn't produce and that never stays, then how is it ever going to come to an end? Is basically.
Tanda neba de mena, tama jigba de yungumares. Durangshinji menebe, neba tatar with any dumbris. And it do sing the cold rang when it trubachi yomar, chichila third, the ten the shagur, a lufata and the shagur mado. Kurang when it's two yoga de rigmares. Durangshinji ne rangshinji menebes. Neba tatar with any dumirisos. And it tada kishi. Majib she tanda rangune trube su ne ba se de tade seni rig mare se gora.
So if we basically that was what the verse is saying. So if we look at the commentary again here, if duration relies on time as something separate, duration is not time, because they are mutually exclusive. If duration is exists in its own right, if time does not have duration, then without duration there cannot finally be any disintegration. It cannot come to an end. Therefore, since time does not have inherent duration, so it isn't possible that there could be inherent duration, the latter is unsuitable as the presence characteristic. You have to say that that time doesn't have any duration, and therefore you couldn't possibly say that the present is somehow inherently existent. It can't have exist in its own right.
Ani ngobo midagbar midyuar tas. Tene ngobo di midagbar yig maris gora. Ngobo midagbar yina ngobo da midagbar ni rangshin chikba rin dora. Rangshin chikba mena ko kawa pumba na shiri, kawa pumba bar yig maru, pumba kawa rig maru. O di na shi ngobo da midagbar ni rangshin tate yina. Ani ngobo di midagbar yig maris. Di marin ani ngobo takbar rin dora isi gdoa. Lena takbar talo osi.
And then, the next one here, the next verse, is having to do with, if you look on page 323 at verse 270, number 3 there, refutation by examining whether things and impermanence are one or different. Here we're talking about impermanence, the principle of impermanence, and then a thing like a cup, some kind of impermanent thing like a cup. A functional thing like a cup. So if we then look at the assertion, duration exists because there are impermanent things that have duration. So when it's talking, when the person who's asserting it is a person asserting inherent existence or intrinsic existence, so they're saying intrinsically existent duration does exist because impermanent things, there are impermanent things that have duration, that have inherently existent duration. So then if you look at the first two lines of the verse, the answer is, if impermanence and things are separate, things are not impermanent. And so if when you're saying that impermanence is inherently existent and things are inherently existent, then they have this relationship, sort of like they're totally different. They're two totally different things. Like the classical example is a pillar and a cup. It's the same pillar and a cup. Those are very different, right? So then, if they're different like that, then if impermanence and functional things are separate in nature, means that they can't, we're not talking about a cup being impermanent, okay, where they share the same nature. We're talking about two totally unrelated things, separate, okay? So then if impermanence and a functional thing like a cup are totally different, then it follows that things are not impermanent, okay? They're totally, the one is not the other. They're mutually exclusive. And so then things are not impermanent. That means things have to be permanent, right? If it's not impermanent, it's permanent.
Kala nedi neva misi dosura. Neva de rangshinji neva yena, kumidawa yimba gendu yorva. Midawa yena, neva de rangune tube neva regiomare. O disidua. Chigna mida ni kai tini mu de kala nes.
Oh, rangshinji. Code.
Mobota, midawa arwa. Chigina sidua. Nengengu mobuteda. Ini midawa ni buat cuci nasi juga. Ini midawa ni kain buat ini tekona ngau te ngau buat yang ber. Ini midawa te nengi ngau buat rendah kurba sih juga. Cuci ina rendah kurba. Ini ti ina rangsing je kalau ni te ni apa mesti tu. Ngau buat midawa te cuci beres, so ngau buat midawa rendah kurba. Jibe rangsing kurba. Ini rangwe ne trube ne ba de rig marwa si gore. Rangwe ne trube su ji ne ba ina ko jigi mare.
Ne.
Rangshin ji ko ne ba re de ora. Ne ko jura me si de ora. No. No de si do.
No.
Me si do.
Okay, then so if things, if we look at the second two lines, if they are one, since things are precisely that which is impermanent, how can they have duration? Meaning, how can they have inherently existent duration? We're talking about always inherently existent means that it won't change, right? So then it says here, if things and impermanence are one, since precisely that which is impermanent is a functional thing, okay, they're one thing, they're sharing the same nature, right? Then how can they have inherent duration? That means if you have inherent duration, then there's no change, there's no transformation. So if impermanence and the thing are just the same, then that means that they are impermanence or are impermanent, right? So then they are changing. Well, if they're inherently existent, then they couldn't change. So then duration is impossible means inherent duration would be impossible in that case.
No, yeah, that di malo san di malo.
No.
That is subject sum duwa panje yung duwa ko.
No.
Si ba neba dan mi daba top si jun ta ne kagwa si duwa. Mm-hmm. Oh, that di le tangbu di le pshana.
Mm.
Tangbu mi daba dan neba top chung na si duwa. Medak ba te da ne ba ni bu de kare top shares tak je chig do a medak ba ne ba le top chuna su de medak ba de top chuna che ne ba de top che ina su yo ra medak ba ne ba le top chuna chi ko log ba mithe bar tha wa sig do a medak ba de ne ba le top chuna ina ene tang bu ne Chisun jigurwa, Jesun jigurwa, Jesun jigba ina neba de top chair, neba de top chair de, ini jigba midaba de top chungare, tene neba de tangu ne, tene kondone, jigure, titegmare sigura, midagba neba le top chuna chi kolok basde tango ne chi su kolon ji du yora o de logba mitebar thawa tang du akande resna nebe tuna neba top cheshin midagba top chunglas nebe kap tilia neba de top chigre midagba de top chungre segdo ene top chung chembo jo menu ba menu se ta tango negre neba top chigre de inaya Midagba the top chungre in a chesoko, midagba top chunga dig, never top shot about you do your days. Tidress and Asgora. Just on the top chunga dig, chambody, jum menuba came out and jum nugris and Asgora. Regig. Dadilia, midan yega, top chung teresigua. Midagba came by the top chunga chet. There never the top chunga in as never the top show in Bashet. In Asgora. Chine teda ngebar dosi chisu tangu neba de top shen ko neje manjibuji de tumne ne chisu midagba de ko ya midagba tamadelin jigurwa tamajina ne midagba top chunga de chembodia neba de pa shikshag yora o chine teda ngebar ko dob ko dob basna tangu ne chema mane beresuna ko dob balwa o chine teda ngebar ton dob bar chi tongmen yurs
So here we're sort of switching to a new topic or new way of examining this, and examining duration or truly existent duration. Then on page 323, the verse 271 is one of three parts. The refutation is examining. This is a refutation by examining which is stronger, duration or impermanence. So then there's a consequence that subsequent reversal is unfeasible if impermanence is weaker. So the idea is that duration is stronger and impermanence is weaker, but then somehow, after the end of duration being strong, it can somehow weaken and impermanence can take over, something like that. There can actually be some change, right? So then in the verse, the answer, the assertion here is while things continue to exist, duration is stronger. Okay, so we think of duration as being stronger, that thing is existing, right? And then impermanence is weaker at that time. The element of impermanence is weak. But it is not impossible, it is possible for the weak to overcome the strong. Okay, it's possible for the weak to overcome the strong, just at the end there. There can be change, is what they're saying. So if duration is not weak because impermanence is weak, why should a reversal afterwards be seen? So how can things change later on? How can such a reversal be seen when things later finally become impermanent? It follows that it's unfeasible. It's unfeasible for things to change in that way, that once duration is inherently existent, we're talking about inherently existent, right? How can there be some kind of change, then if duration is not weaker, it means is not weaker. If duration is strong, that means because impermanence is weak, right? Then while things continue to exist, nothing can harm that which has inherent strength. It's not going to, if it's somehow inherently strong, right, duration, then how could it ever be affected by anything? You know, it's not going to be affected at all.
Nebe to midagba ni kang top chuan de midagba top chuan rwa. Neba top chunga mayin basu, neba de top chewa derwa. Neba top chunga mayin na de top chewa yena, ku rangshin ji trube suji neba top dan denba re. Nangwene trube neba top dan denba re. Ki suji ki jik tukuma re, midaba ki jik tukuma re si gwarda. Rangshin ji top dan denba te la sui jan, nö mi nö beche re, nö tukuma re se. Tangu neba de top chewa che yena, neba koran neba dea gurma do, Chisu medakwa top chunga de neba de ndawne kondohane tindu tong topgu maare se gore. Kare se ko rangshin ji trube suje topdan denbe neba yina kun jikba meba shi yinko gore se gore.
So then, here, so then basically if duration is not weaker, is strong, because impermanence is weaker, then while things continue to exist, that then there's no way for that means duration is inherently strong, then there's no way for that inherently existent duration to change. Nothing can harm that which has inherent strength, if it's inherently strong.
Kuna neba mebar tawase, ene neba di shaa tukuma resi ura. Mwabu tamjali ya neba di shaa tukuma resi. Kande resi na, kede mida topchung minse, o mida ba topchung maare topchawa resi ya rwa, miba chawa resi ya. Mwabu kuna yue na nesi, de mida ba di topchawa resi, diya mwabu, nenge mwabu changma lu yuwa resi ura. Mwabu kuna yue na ne, kuna neba meba msi, de yana mwabu tamjali ta neba di daya tukuma resi. Karesine midak bade rangshin ji ko top chewa sunza ko jig dhug yawar ma. Kunla neba mebam. Yana tamze midak minse. Yana ngobo kashen jig madhu vache neba yina. Rangshin ji trube suji neba che ko takba yinba. Ngobo kashi takba rin dhug resi gora. Yana tamze midak bama yinba takba yoba tan dhug resi gora. Tadi nyamdo ma lo shen kamero. Kedi midak ba top chunga min shin isi gdwa, kebi midak top chunga min isi ya di dhebarwa. Ngobu kun la tu namya yu nani isi midak ba di, ngobu tamzeli kadyu ina yu ba yina isi, ngobu kun la yu nani isi gdwa. Kun la neba meba amsi ya di, ngobu kun la ya rangshin ki neba di meba tandu gdwa isi ya nani. Diswa, kun la neba meba amsi, ngobu kun la rangshin ki neba di meba tal. Karesina, Then John Ben Medagba, two kundu, cabbage, Medagba de top shawaina, and the neighbor than John Jiggy Medagba, the mobile kundu, cabbage, your beaches, Segura. Kunla neba mebam, Yana Tamje Medamis. Mobile kundu, neba meba in the car, and Jigba Medagba top shaw, the cabbage, your residua. Kunla neba mebam, Yana Tamje Medamis, Edra. Yana mobile Tamje Medagba, Mimber. Gashi takbar yurwata, ngobu gashi takbar hendu kuresi gora. Midakba top shimputegi jik metum geshi yuna. Midakba top shungshin neba rangshin ji topdan denbe eshirsi. Ko ngobu gashi li midakba jom matumna, neba de jik matumna, ko midakba top shere hendu kuresi. Neba de karsure, midakba de top shina ya kon jom tuku yomar neba de. Dia neba de rangun ya cuba neba ini ko takbar rendu, ngau pun kasih takbar rendu urus itu. Yang na tamzah mida minse de, mida gua top cungsi neba rangsin je, top dan dia besar. Di sana. Yang na ngau pun tamzah mida gua mimbar talis mida di sana. Yang na tamzah mida minse itu. Yang na ngau pun tamzah mida gua mimbar segera. Mida gua mimbar di mimbar je, ini kasur de. Gashi takbar yurwata, ngob kashi takbar yendu kuresi gore. Karesna midakba top chungshi neba rangshin ki topdan denbeshir. Midakba di top chungni ko meba sotuk yo maare. Ko rangshin ki neba yina ko tenin yurwan dugu maare sikdwa.
So in this next one, then, if we look at the outline on 323, this is the consequence that nothing will have duration if impermanence is stronger. There is so then in the verse it's saying on page 236, verse 272, if impermanence is not weaker, that means it's stronger, and is present in all things, none of them will have, either all of these things will not have duration, or not all of them are impermanent. That means some of them are permanent. So there's two consequences of if impermanence is not weaker and is present in all things. So if you look at the commentary, it says, if impermanence is not weaker, is stronger, that means, and is present in functional things at all times, it follows that all functional things do not have inherent duration. For impermanence, which overrides it, is always present, so they could never have any kind of inherent duration, because they would always be changing, and there would never be this idea of inherent duration. Alternatively, if not all things are impermanent, so if we say that there are some things that are permanent, then it follows that those which are not permanent, are permanent. Yeah, so that means that if you're not impermanent, then it's permanent. And then because impermanence is weaker, okay, here we're saying it is weaker, and duration has inherent strength. So then there would be these things that would never change. And so then you have two consequences. No.
Yes, sir. Tangan ju dirda sumba top chena as ngar ta jin chi mi da bar ta wa su do. Shen ya as mi da ba sen shi du je da len chi do ju ngam du chi ju su do ta dil ta je chi do. Shen ya mi da ba ge sen shi du je ngo ba shung ro ka wa bum ba su da ti ro lo so ba. Ju na jeng che be ngo ba shu ro ba. O de mi da ba da nyam do sal yong gu ro da. Ene Midagbade, Tambu Mobo, Duce, the Chung, Chisu Midagbade, Yungures, Tinde Taxes and Capasigua. Tangobo, Rangsinji to Midaba Rangsinji, Jigba Rangsinji to Guyanasigura, and the quality of Dangiora. Shay and Midagba, Sanshi, Sudo, Midagba, Deje, Sanshi, Duce, to the Gangi Chep and over to Zosigura, Kaupumba Suda to Rexala Soba. Duce, the Lenji Jungam. Medag ba de dan du je ngob ni de lenji du nyam do du nyam do yong go ar da dang bo ngob de chung chi su medag ba de yong go ar es do du shi jung se do ta ge de ta do meda ni yue na o dang bo du je ji ngob yu tu ne tu ta do medag ba de nyam do yo ar es na se yo ra ge de ta do meda ni yue na do ne ta do ne yue me se ne ngob tam je Duce jungobo tamje tu ta tu ne ba yoba main ba ren du gure se jig be medag ba de chab de yor ba sig yor ya na tag ba ren jur se ne ya na tang bo ko ne rang shin ji tu be su ji ne ne jig ba me ba se medag ba ma jig ba se jig ba me ba se ne ne tag ba ba chi su yan jig ba ne tang bo tag ba se chi su ne medag ba jur du gure se gor ya na tag ba ren jur si ne tang bo tag ba se tag ba re sa ne ya che ma medag ba jig su na Chine medapar juros.
So then, in the next one on 273, we're in the consequence that which was impermanent will later be impermanent if duration is stronger. Here is the hypothetical question of. Furthermore, does impermanence arise together with the products it characterizes, or does it arise later? So the So you have the product, okay, the impermanent thing, or the thing, a causal phenomena, if you want, instead of saying product, then that is it characterized by impermanence right away, right? Or does somehow this impermanence arise later as a characteristic of that thing? So if there is always impermanence, there cannot always be duration. So once there can't be any inherently existent duration, because the thing is always impermanent. And so it's always undergoing change, and inherent existence, as you know, means not subject to any change, or else that which was impermanent later becomes impermanent. Okay, so then, if there is always, if we look at the, so if there is always impermanence, we're looking at the commentary now. If there is always impermanence, because that which is characterized and its characteristic are inevitably concomitant, that means that which is characterized, the object of the impermanent object itself, or the impermanent phenomena itself, and then its characteristic have to be there together, right? They're inevitably concomitant, means coming together, right? Then it follows that duration is not inherently existent. So there could be no inherently existent duration, because that would mean that it couldn't undergo change, whereas we're already saying that it is characterized by impermanence. So alternatively, having been permanent, a thing would later become impermanent. And if it remained for a second moment, it would be permanent. So then yet one thing cannot be both permanent and impermanent. You can't have something that is permanent becoming impermanent. It can't be both permanent and impermanent.
Oh.
That's Sean, the J-book up for you.